I've always felt a draw to the fire sermon. It was a lovely coincidence. I read this yesterday afternoon, and then we chanted in Pali. Could you expound a bit more on this teaching? Many bows of gratitude for your teachings, offering these 10 days of virtuous practice. Well, with those three sermons, they're called the three cardinal sermons that we are in the chanting book. They're the early discourses that the Buddha gave, and it was the first discourse on the Four Noble Truths, the Dhammacakka Sutta, the second discourse on the characteristic of not-self, and that covers the aspect of the five khandhas they're giving different frameworks of investigation. So Four Noble Truths as a framework for investigation, the five khandhas, the body, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness as a basis for investigation. And the fire sermon uses the six sense bases as the basis for its structure or framework for reflection and investigation. So reflecting on our experience through the lens of the sense bases, and then seeing them. And the particularly the fire sermon is incredibly straight and you know, powerful image that these are. the sense bases are on fire, and the eye is on fire, the form is on fire, eye consciousness on fire, eye contact is on fire. The feelings that arise through sense contact are on fire. What are they on fire with? On fire with greed, on fire with hatred, on fire with delusion. So that there's roots of the defilements, and then directing attention to the disenchantment. And so that it was probably the most effective discourse that the Buddha gave, in that there's a thousand. And the discourse was given to former ascetics who their fire worshippers. That was their primary practice. So that that image of fire wasn't random. It was particularly to address these ascetics who tended the ritual fires as a practice, and then the Buddha turning the object into something that's to be internalized and understood in one's experience. So it was his most effective discourse in that these thousand ascetics were all liberated.